internally hear either approach. I'm inclined to feel a little more comfortable if we have the conference call tomorrow to have the governors put their stamp of approval on it, or at least approve the executive committee executing these.
Well, if they approved them, would you accept the approval in a blanket motion to approve them all? And, you know,
I would. Yes.
Yes.
Well, that might be the way to go. What I just don't want to get into, Jack, is going through each one of these projects. You know, and
right.
You know,
if the four of us are agreed here on all of them, or say all but one, or you know whatever it might be, and the one governor proposed approval of the staff recommendations here, say for all of them, and three governors and I then say vote for that, I'm satisfied, and I'll defend that. I think we're on.
Yeah.
Is that a built-in mic?
This is pretty interesting. I like this a lot. This is. How do you like everything now?
What?
You've been since January 8th?
So I was officially, yes. Actually, right after the election. Clearly, it was in the
government. Right.
And, so we started to call the transition. And then to put our team together and begin to look at the budgets, see what changes are to be made in the budgets. We didn't have to move that rapidly in the budget. I don't think we really expected the government to come right away before the session starts.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel that we have the capacity to be able to do it. We did. But it's sort of a limbo thing. Straub was still governor until January 8th.
Right.
And then it's clear he wasn't going to be governor after January 8th.
Was he still trying to, was his administration still carrying out up until that date?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But I have to say this, that extremely cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it in the past, you know, we'll cooperate with the incoming. There's a lot of cosmetic stuff. That's not true in this case. Bob himself and his staff, very comfortable.
Do you have obviously a lot of contact with younger people with your scouting and all kinds of activities. Is that much involvement with high school people, or is it just mainly younger scouts?
No, over the years I've dealt with most of them. By that Cubs, I was a scoutmaster at one time for about 5 years. But I just find that I can relate better with the explorers, which are 14 to 18, mm-hmm. mostly 16 to 18. And I like the program very much. I'm on the National Exploring Committee, and it's just one of those things I just feel more comfortable with. Some people feel very comfortable with Cubs, some with the Boy Scout age group, and there's no way to explain it. I get along with them all, but I'm a little more comfortable with them.
Do you have any overall views of our age group, like our high school age group, like from the age of 15 on up? Like, any more responsible or anything like that?
Well, I think in the broadest sense, today's young people are a little more aware, a little more responsible, and in some areas, I should say, when I was going to high school.
Mm-hmm.
There is in a general way, less respect for some of the rules of society.
Right, the moral values. And
yeah, there's generally less respect for that. Generally less concern about other people. That's not, incidentally, a severe indictment. In many other ways, we're more intelligent, more alert, more aware. Those are all good things.
Mm-hmm.
I try to perceive what's going on in society generally, and I heard a statement one time which I heard. And it's not younger people's fault, it's parents' fault. But young people have gotten accustomed to the term I used, instant gratification. I suppose another way to look at it is less patience.
Right.
And so everything they demand to happen to change right away, whatever it is, whatever the ills of society may be or whatever they perceive them to be, right now.
Well, now.
And society just doesn't want that.
Yeah, but maybe we're a victim of society in that we are aware of all these things that are going on around us. And I see a lot of things and hear a lot of things that make me more aware, but make me that. You seem more aware of yourself, like you said, less aware of other people, and you know, outreaching for other people.
Remember, I said I think it's parents' fault, including this parent. You know, as kids grow up and they want something, you know, moms and dads, many of them came up through a period of time which things were really tough. They want to make things better for their kids.
Right.
They wanted something, they get it. You know, a toy or a comic book or a chewing gum or whatever it is. And some of it was out of that feeling from the parent. The other person began to say, if I want something, I'll get it right away. And then they convert that to social changes and to other things. That must be very frustrating.
What do you think about the reinstatement of the draft for us?
I don't support that. I'm surprised it has as much movement as it has. However, in communication with our congressional delegation, some members on the way, they don't think it's going to pass.
So it's just kind of, see, I'm really not, all I know is what I read and what I hear, and it sounds very probable to me, just from what I know. But it's not, it's just
I'd be very surprised if it happened. You know, so everything's always possible. It's like bills come to the legislature, and some people ask me about, worried about the bill. And I'd say, well, you know, I just don't think there's any chance of this passing the legislature. That doesn't mean, however, lay on your oars, you know, because everything, it can happen, you know, once it's in the process, but the likelihood isn't very good.
But it has to go through you, though, hasn't it?
Well, eventually, this government, yes, bills in the legislature. But, you know, so when you look at draft, for example, my perception is it isn't very likely it's going to pass, but that doesn't mean it might. I mean, as long as it's there, it's a potential danger. So, you have to kind of watch it. But I don't support it.
It's good. I have no inclination to. I mean, that's kind of another issue that's kind of stems from our young people. It's very controversial, is what are our real feelings about fighting and our, you know, patriotism and that sort of thing.
Well, patriotism, of course, I have to agree with. It's one of my big things.
Right.
And we don't. I'm not now thinking of high school students or college students or young people. I'm talking about a nation of people. Just do not appreciate what we have.
Right.
Don't. Absolutely not. I've always thought that it would be worthwhile. People have said, for example, communists on the campus and speaking and stuff like that. But they've had no objections to that. Except that I believe that the same educational.
Excuse me, this letter was just hand carried, and Denny's already getting questions about it.
Well, I already said this.
So I thought, I just wanted to make sure that the answer was still the same, and this is the first time you've done it formally, and you've given the questions and suggested a price and all.
I didn't suggest a statewide energy
policy. That's what I asked Neil Penland. I said, when did we suggest that? He said, I don't know. I said, do you remember that, Neil? And he said, no. I said, I don't either.
Who's Neil Penland?
He's the reporter for KYXI Radio.
Well, I made my statement. It's not any different.
Okay.
Which was? Well, I don't object to anybody has any right to take a poll. It's just that if Bailey wants it, apparently he does, then he should pay for it.
Plus, on top of that, we've already had two polls already done on that subject by independent, non-political, you know, media types.
So, yeah, I just, I can just very well say that, if he wants to look at it. I did not suggest it. It was his suggestion initially.
Uh-huh.
And he suggested that we do it, and I said, no. If he wants it, he can do it. And if he wants it, he can do it. And I think that's just within his right as a as an American citizen.
Jeez. What's that?
Back to it.
If something has to be signed right away. This is to be used at
the concert, heading back to it in 2 hours.
What's this?
This
on Western
Interstate
Energy.
Be picking up for you today now?
Yeah, you can see it is, can't you?
Well, why does this have to be done so quick? This is a normal...
This is what I wondered, too. And also, the personnel action is signed this morning.
Yeah.
They said that had to be done too before they left, so everything would be authentic and official. I think they're taking advantage of a conference.
Well, that's fine.
Finish what's
today's 5-1.
Right. Mayday.
That's right. Where are all our flowers?
Right.
They had them. They set them up in the house.
Did they?
Everyone had flowers in
there. In baskets? Mayday
baskets.
Little vases. Yeah.
Lots of times we have flowers delivered to us.
Mm-hmm. I guess after this I won't have to do this.
Why?
Presuming. Well, I guess I'm trying to sign for it. I don't have to sign for it.
Oh, that's right.
I think now they're just doing the doublets to make sure it's protected.
I think that's it. They want it. Cover all of it. Sorry, fellas.
That's all right. So what are some good words of wisdom for a young politician?
The best thing that the observers can do when they're involved is to gain as wide experience as you can get and serve them. In fact, not in the Huntsville, I'm not recommending it as being important. I can tell you that the fact that I was 20 years in the legislature has been extremely
mm-hmm.
Because now I'm in a field in which I clearly understand. And when I move around, I'm very comfortable. I know where I am, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'd like to do. When you moved into it, let's say that you were just elected governor and sat on this seat, it's kind of awful time to figure out. What's going on? What's government all about? What do I want to do and how do I want to accomplish it? I select directors in the division of state government. Well, I do that. I know the kind of person I want for that agency,
right?
Because I understand what that agency is about. So you see, I can move more rapidly. That broad experience dealing with people. And again, I'm not suggesting people wait, jump in, start doing it. But, let me maybe make a comparison. I was just 21 when my dad died. And my brothers and I had worked in the store, but this lady rugs and sweeping up and helping the saleswoman and delivering that part. None of the management part.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, he got there. I was in the store. We had some good salesmen, and I said, I'll be out some miles of the show. And the responsibility was mine. I would assume that the responsibility was necessary. But I was just keeping my eyes open and my mouth shut. And a lot of people throw their back and start throwing their weight around. Now I'm the boss, and I'm doing anything I've done in the police.
Right.
Well, all that will do is just make it tough. So just, you know, if you were elected to the House of Representatives, bang, right now, I don't think it'd take you very long, but just kind of keep your eyes open, your mouth shut, and learn. But you know, all of a sudden, you feel good, good sonically, and very good. Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge. As much as you can.
You were there for 2 years? At U of O?
Yeah. So it's for the budding politician, the person who wants to become engaged in the political process. You have to learn how to deal with people. You get in the legislature, you've got 60 House members you've got to deal with, Senator and Senators, you along with them, and learn how to deal with people. Mm-hmm. There are legislators here that just are not effective at all. None.
Mm-hmm.
They probably get reelected and make some politically democratic statements.
But they're just seat fillers.
That's right. They're just not effective. And the point is that if they're here just for their titles, and that's fine. I mean, if it satisfies their ego. If they're here really to make any changes in law, then they're going about it the wrong way.
Seems it would be kind of hard for the public to realize maybe really what these people are out for.
Yeah, that's really why I mentioned earlier about young people being more aware. I've said repeatedly that the electorate ought to, they're the ones to blame. It's bad government. It's not those that have been elected to bad government. It's those that elected them to bad government. And then they'd say, well, okay, but how do I decide? When I campaigned, I didn't think it was saying anything bad about me. Bob Schrott didn't say anything bad about himself. And, you know, how do we know which guy's doing the right thing? Well, there isn't any real way to know. And so I've only come up with one answer that I'm satisfied with that I can tell you or anyone else. And that's the thing I call a higher level of awareness. Now, all that means is, you know, you don't sit down and study it, but you do read the newspapers and you watch the television news and listen to radio news.
Mm-hmm.
But again, not concentrated. I'm just a higher level of awareness.
Mm-hmm. I've always been interested, and I've always, and a few of us, you know, we always discuss what are seemingly important issues. You know, we're in the national. If something comes up in the news, we're always discussing it and so forth. And I think that's it brings on a lot of disappointment, really, because I have a constitutional law class, and it seems I'm more frustrated or disappointed when I realize things about our least government on the national basis. You know. But
well, you sure. That's, if you're going to get involved in politics, I guess the other thing I'd say to you is that be prepared for frustration. But that's a democracy.
Yeah.
And in dealing with a democracy, it's just the nature of a democracy. You know, doggone it, if I could do it all by myself without any of these other guys following up, I could do a lot better job. Well, I'm not sure. That may be for a short while. But again, the nature of human beings, all of a sudden you become a dictator.
Yeah.
This benevolent stuff is just doesn't, you're not benevolent for very long. So the system really is just is frustrating. Get in, do the best job you know how. I'll tell you something else that's been extremely helpful to me. I've seen my colleagues get elected. The minute they get down here after election, they start running. And I just believe that that's the wrong way to go. I am not now running for re-election for governor of the city. I'm not. And I made up my mind a long time ago that that was the attitude that I'm going to take. That leaves me free to do whatever I believe is the right thing to do. But you see, it depends on how bad you, I guess, how much your ego's involved, or how much you personally want to achieve something for yourself. I will do what I believe is the right thing to do as governor of the state of Oregon. If I decide to run 4 years from now, that's the test. This is what our system is all about. If people don't like what I've done, they'd be like to be like somebody else. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not here to protect myself as governor of the state of Oregon. I'm here to be governor of the state of Oregon and run the state of Oregon. That's what I'm here for, not for Vicatia to remain as governor. I'm here just to do the best job I know how to do. Makes my job a lot easier. And I just feel so good about it. I'm not looking over my shoulder, counting votes or anything. I'm just doing what I think is the right thing to do. People don't like it. The system permits people to get rid of that, get somebody else. That's our system permits that. President, governor, senator, task member, state council, county commission. System permits it. We can do a lot better than other politicians.
So it seems that that eagerness for your next 4 years is always stemming from somebody underneath that's looking for you to maybe keep in there. No, come on, governor. You've got to look for it.
Well, I made decisions here, some of them have been political decisions. And there's always a political decision involved. Now, that doesn't mean to say they would not be the same. But that doesn't mean to say that they wouldn't be
right.
The same. And we put the political decisions aside. We won't consider political at all. It's, you know, what's the right thing and the right thing to do? And if it happens to fall the same way, fine. If it doesn't, fine. Fact is, it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the politics has no special value.
Do you use much of your personal judgment or value placement in your decisions? Like,
sure.
Do you? So that weighs pretty heavily, then, sure.
But again, you see, I've been here 20 years. And I have some basis to make those kinds of decisions.
So you can tie them in together.
Sure.
Kind of.
Sure. I'll tell you something else. You never find out how bad you are until you get involved with politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be the same guy once I leave governor as I was before I became governor. But while I'm governor, I've got special self-made business, and I'm for big business, or I'm for whomever, you know. Whatever my actions are, I'm always presumed to be for some other reason than the reasons that I came up with. And it's just the nature of it, though.
Yeah.
When I decided to run for governor the first time, I told my wife, the wives are more sensitive. And I said, well, look, people are going to say bad things about this. That's just the nature of it. Just that's how they react to it. It's not easy. You know, I might be called bad things. But you just understand that when you're in the political field, that's it. Let me give you a good example of how they pursue just the mm-hmm. difference. On this energy facility siting council appointments, which have been in the news, I'm appointing two new members. Now, I'm being jumped on pretty heavily from all sides on those appointments. Bob Straw violated Oregon statute. The statutes are very clear. Say prior to July 1 at the end of the term, the governor shall appoint somebody. Not may.
Has the option.
Yeah. That was July 1 of last year. Bob Straub shall appoint people for Richard Phillips positions. He didn't do that. But what I'm saying to you now is that nobody has gone to ask Bob Straub why he didn't do that.
Right.
But the point is, he's not the governor anymore. He's not really news anymore. There's no point jumping on him. And so, but that's very important to this whole case of when making news. But no one's asked him. So that's what I'm saying. You know, whether Ben Picatia, Joe Smith, Bob Straub, the man who's sitting in his chair, that person is going to get a lot more static and whatever it is. And to ask him why Bob Straub violated the law back in July of last year. He's not coming anymore, so it's not news anymore.
So the assignee kind of stands in the shoes of the assignor. You mean the assignee kind of.
But again, in order to survive this whole thing, you gotta keep them in the head of it. I do like people very much. The demonstrators were out here at 1500 and one comes down with their apartment, so they certainly didn't want to leave, but I want to leave for the state, which I don't. But they never stopped to think that I'm living here. I have a son and a daughter that live here, and I have a granddaughter that lives here. I have my brothers and their children and their children's children. You know, I don't want to kill them anymore, and then I, you know, just forget. I'm selfish enough that I don't want to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me to say that I want to get a car nice and radiate everything. And, you know, heck, I don't kill myself. And I'm living in the same state they're living in.
Right.
But again, you see, that's just not the nature of things. Those things, the power is presumed to be
everything. You think everyone's just pretty much out to get you, always looking for the negative side of you.
I mean, it's hard for them generally to see the good things you do versus the bad things.
Yeah, generally that's more interesting. That's more newsworthy.
It's just what they want to look for.
Yeah, it, well, it's more newsworthy.
Some people look for bad things, people look for good things.
Now, if I were to die today, I'm sure they'd say some nice things about that. But, you know, that also means that I'm no longer a threat to anybody.
Right.
So they can say nice things about me.
well now.
Before you have any chance to do anything regretful.
What are your views on nuclear power?
Well, I think we need power, first of all. So that position needs to be established. I think we need power for in this future. There's no doubt about it. Nuclear power, I have some reservations about it, but not enough to say we ought not to have Trojan. Jeff Grace said I would not support the evolution of Trojan. I'm not really worried about Devil Springs. And the thing is that I'm not nearly as frightened as some people are of nuclear power plants. I know they're dangerous, but so is fire. So you respect it. You see, you know it's dangerous, and you respect it, and you treat it accordingly. And so it does produce power. This matter of radiation that we're all going to be somehow
cooling
somewhere is going to happen to us. I don't believe it all. Right now, we are being radiated, all three of us in this room. And I'm sure if you move the nuke building over there, you'd be more radiated than you are here. My purpose is that's new marble over there, and probably more radioactive than the old marble is here.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me, and I have no one that's disputed it so far, let's take 3 Mile Island. We can't put things in proportion. The escape of radiation was something like 100 millirems if you were standing at the gate, at the height of all this escaping gas and stuff. That's if you were at the gate. It would have been controlled. Presume you stood there all year long. That's all you were going to get, is that 100 millirems. If you work in the state office building in Portland for the year, you get 150 millirems. And so again, putting everything in proportion, that a nuclear power plant has hazards and dangers, and I'm aware of the many things they do, and you treat it with respect. However, I'm enough nervous about nuclear power plants that I don't really want to depend on my future, my energy future, my children's energy future, on nuclear power plants. That's why I was so excited about delivering the energy message of the legislature. Not only conservation, which I've learned in part of my such as job, but the alternative sources. Low-level hydros for generation, solar, geothermal, so, you know, a variety of things. I think we ought to move into those areas. Still, the same message is the same as we do in the power.
So do you think the problems with nuclear power will go out of proportion?
Oh yes, absolutely. Like the waste problem with people saying, well, we do need the power and so forth, but until we can find effective measures to control the hazards and somehow satisfy everybody and as far as disposing of the waste.
There's no secret as to how you deal with waste. There is no secret as to the method of disposal of waste. It's a known process, it's going on now in the world. The fact is that the federal government is not, they have preempted storage of high-level waste from states. And they just haven't decided what to do. Now, what to do, there's a variety of ways of doing it. And there are.
Mm-hmm.
They are known and they are being done today. England, France, Germany, they're being done today. The thing is that the federal government just hasn't said this is what we're going to do. This
what are those?
Well, there's a variety of ways. The president of the United States hopefully will change his mind. But recovery has to be one of the things. And you can recover
some of the materials, and we use those materials for producing more energy. He said, no, I don't do that. But I've seen crystal pellets, we do it on a larger scale. They can solidify the material, story, and very, very stable. Salt mines are very good. That's very stable. Not tucked away. Sure, it's got all of this radioactivity, but it's not useful to anybody. Nobody's going to go in there.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it can be stored. So, you know, it can be handled. I suppose that's the waste part of it was the one that worried me the most after the hearings I went through in Oregon legislature. And I really.
Powers, you know, a face-to-face talk with each of these two last guys, I would have a much stronger gut feeling.
Well, you know, we can always schedule another conference.
Yeah.
For that matter, I mean, we would have to wait till March 17th and 18th.
Right. If
I'm going to be out there, incidentally, in that regard, I have to be in Portland on the 9th to speak to the, whatever, the Association of Chambers of Commerce Managers.
On February?
February the 9th.
Well, I'd be comfortable with waiting till then.
Don't we postpone the conference call tomorrow then until after the 9th?
Could we do that?
Well, we got some extensions and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to get that.
They don't need to be extended.
I'll tell you what I would be willing to do is to have the governors tomorrow accept a motion that they will go with the recommendation of whatever the executive committee decides on hiring.
I think Governor Evans would be uncomfortable with that.
We would go along with that. I have great confidence in the other two governors and our federal co-chairman. That's all right, you know. Okay, then let's wait till Jack gets out here and let's have another conference.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, no, wait. I don't go along with that. Governor Evans and I did have a discussion, and one thing that he does not want to do, recognizing the added burden of business now because of the change in the legislation, though, is to get involved in a lot of these kinds of conference calls.
No.
And so I would really be reluctant if we can, without looking at some other alternatives, to get him committed into another conference.
Okay, then let's wait till the next commission meeting in March.
One of the problems that we've got is that the bylaws require that we elect the federal state co-chairman by.
Well, let's do that tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. So we'll hold the conference call tomorrow.
Yes.
And we'll remove the election of the
executive director.
Selection, yeah.
The selection until the March meeting.
Right.
Now, do you want to have the candidates come over there?
Let me check with Governor Anderson. I may want to see him, but if so, I'll go to Portland.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, Pat, if you do that, maybe we could set it up and do it together.
All right.
That's a good thought.
They might have to work on it.
In fact, Dale or Jack, either of you might want to join or send Ron, because I'm serious. I just want the best guy, and I don't know who he is. I think all three of them are good men.
Fair enough.
It's a matter of, you know, strengths, weaknesses, and the particular fit for this job.
Well, I don't care. I just want us all to agree.
I agree.
Okay. And I want the best man.
We'll be comfortable. I don't think that we in the state of Washington feel any further need to get involved. So,
okay.
As soon as you're comfortable, I've indicated, we feel that any of the three are competent. It looks like we're down to the two.
Yeah, I can't see this.
Yeah, I would. I think so, too.
That's my feeling now. As I say, Leland Smith had been my number one preference. I've now backed off of that based on information that Ron and Dale have given me.
Hey, Dale, not imposing on you, but if I do get over to meet Graham, you know, it might be more comfortable if you're in that area, if the three of us are Jack, too, you know, sit down and yak, you know.
Just be
I don't want to do it on an interview.
I'd be delighted.
I just want to have a cup of coffee with him.
I'd be delighted.
No big deal.
You bet.
Okay. Okay, then. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
I guess
do we have some other things?
Only one other thing, and that's this Wally Hedrick increase.
Yeah. Oh, you mean for the trade, for the $75,000 for travel?
Right.
No.
I presume you're referring to number 3 on contract.
Oh, his salary increase?
Salary increase.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. You guys?
No problem here.
I don't have any.
I don't have any either. You know, I think, considering he's paying his own fringe benefits and everything out of it, the job he's done for us, I think we're getting a pretty good buy, unless you guys have some reservations.
As far as I'm concerned, have the staff put together a proposal for the meeting tomorrow.
Well, that would come as part of the overall recommendation on for the approval of the time and or contract amendments,
right.
Time extensions and/or contract amendments.
And by the way, I'll go along with Larry Land getting a 3-month extension. You know, that's part of the foreign trade thing too.
Is that up for
a
conference call?
You better do it now.
Yeah, that was the conference call. Also had the international trade program. As I understand it, the staff is going to recommend against the town hall meeting, but will recommend for the Middle East Market Development Project and the extension of the trade coordinator's contract for 3 months.
Amen.
Okay.
Is everybody in agreement?
Okay.
Anything else?
See you tomorrow afternoon at 3:00.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Bye.